Blog Talk Radio.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. We spent the weekend getting even. Ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll out backward, babe. And let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me to sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you. Happened last night on the last night to you. I took a whole day up trying to get way up. Ooh. We spent the daylight trying to make things right between us. And now it's all good, babe. But I'm backward, babe. Let me go.
Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Oh, cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet, it's too gay. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Coming revved up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses than carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Smith, and you are listening to The Art of Seduction. And this show is brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets. And we have anthologies available on amazon.com that help support these shows, so feel free to check those out. and help support the arts. That said, tonight's show is based on a contest that Lee Wildove and myself ran, and it's called Art of Seduction Quote Contest, and the quote is, touch me without using your hands, plus some open poetry as well. So that's the gist of tonight's show. And I'm going to go to the studio here and see what callers we have. Wow, it's full board. Hi, Pam Ray.
Hello, Gray Eye. Good to hear you.
Thank you. It's nice to hear you, too. I'm going to grab another caller here. Hello, and welcome, Laurent.
Hey, Gray. How you doing, Pam? Hello. Gray, are you buried in the white stuff?
No, actually, no. Thank goodness.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we hit 7 degrees today, so that was good. Anything above zero.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'm going to bring on Weaver. Hello, and welcome to the show, Weaver of Greens.
Hello, and lovely to be here, Gray Eyes.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you. And we have one more caller. I believe this is Naomi Sarah. Hello, Naomi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Naomi!
Good,
hello, everybody.
And how are you?
Yeah, doing okay.
That's good.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Pam. Hi, Kate.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
All right, so I'm going to grab the phone here. And if you wouldn't mind giving this a read, please, Pam, that would be great.
I would be happy to. All right, this is Ivy by Bettina Schommel. Across the room, I watched your reflection in the mirror, the way your eyes laughed, the movement of your hands hugging her from behind, how you danced together. The room stood still for me, captivated like a bee to honey. I was drawn to you by your laughter, your joy. You were with her. Imagining it was me wanting it to be, I was eager to know you now and again, touching her arm and kissing her lips, fingers intertwining with hers, thinking, would he touch me that way? For an instant, your gaze caught mine, swept into a dream. It was me you were touching that way. Could not turn away, a smile, no words to say. Your look, the whispers in her ear, tell it all. I was touched. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And that was a lovely poem, you know. It speaks to wanting something that's not yours and feeling all that that person feels and being held by the other that you are admiring. You know, the envy and desire is palpable in this, right? So, beautiful job. And what did you think, Laurent?
I really like this piece. Across the room, I watched your reflection in the mirror, the way your eyes laughed, the movement of your hands, hugging her from behind, how you danced together, the little details about how two people interact and the love that is exhibited is well contained in this stanza. Imagining that it was her in the other's place, being touched on the arm, being kissed on the lips, intertwining fingers. Sometimes a single look ignites an instant appeal, and it's hard to qualify it. It just, it happens. I'm sure it's happened to most people. It's fascinating, and that is well conveyed in this poem.
Absolutely. Great comment, Laurent. Thank you. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes. This is very, very true to life, very easy to relate to. Nobody knows exactly what it is that attracts each person to the other. It's unfathomable, really. It's very difficult to quantify, but it happens. We know it happens. And it must be terrible if you are the one that looks at a person and wants them knowing they're with somebody else. That must be so destroying. And that came through as well. So yes, beautifully written. And very, very sad. But I was so pleased to be able to read it. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I think this is a very great, awesome write, you know, to that prompt especially. And, you know, very sensual write on, you know, that just that envy, you know, that longing that you have for somebody that you see with another. Very relatable poem to a lot of people. And, yeah, very, very well written, you know, indeed. I really like this poem a lot.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. Okay, Laura, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please.
Good old damn it, Dave. Each time she speaks, she touched me, not with fingertips, but things she said to me. The words escaping from her lips have filled my heart with glee. She touches me with passion's voice, seducing mind and soul. She gives me reason to rejoice. Her words consume me whole. And though our bodies often meet when sweet seduction peaks, there's nothing like the ardent heat she breathes each time she speaks. End poem.
Beautiful read, Laurent. And that's a fabulous poem. It really captures the essence of the prompt of somebody's presence touching you without their hands touching you. So that was beautifully done. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is a beautiful and romantic write. Great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery. I like how it's about being touched by somebody's words and by their presence. And I really like all three stanzas, but my favorite is definitely that middle one. She touches me with passion, voice, seducing mind and soul. She gives me reason to rejoice. Her words consume me whole. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you. Yeah. And Weaver, what did you think?
Again, I echo what everyone else has said. This is just so touching, is what it is. But I like the prompt anyway, but this is a beautiful take on it. So that there is only the voice that touches and seduces the mind and soul. I thought that was just wonderful. Wish I'd thought of it. I don't know, so good. So I thought it was very well done. There's nothing like the ardent heat she breathes each time she speaks. That's so nice. It really is. So, yes, I enjoyed it a great deal. Thank you, damn it, Dave. Damn it, Dave, you did it again.
Damn it, Dave, you did it again. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well, I echo Pam, you know, that middle stanza really got me, too, you know, seducing mind and soul. You know, that's the way to love someone. You know, that's a long-term relationship right there, you know, somebody who can seduce your mind and soul. Great, great take on the prompt, you know. She touched me, not with fingertips, but things she said to me. You know, the awesome, awesome write here by Dave for sure. Bravo.
Thank you very much, Naomi. Okay, so next we have Rose by Any Other Name by Weaver of Dreams. And she has a SoundCloud, so we'll play that.
There you are again, I see. Not exactly lurking. They're still trying so very hard to be inconspicuous and failing. Will you eventually come in, buy flowers for another, break my heart? You have eyes that glow with topaz hues. Your skin is golden brown. And in my mind, you are lying in my bed, looking at me, naked beside you, burning my body with a fiery gaze, but still not touching me. My breath is fast. My fists are clenched, but I am startled out of my daydream. You're standing there in front of me. I can say nothing. I gaze at your soft lips. I almost gasp. Then you say, can I buy a red rose? I try not to let tears fill my eyes. How could I think for one moment this luscious man would be free? I hand you the rose, trying to smile. You look deeply into my eyes. Then give it back to me, saying softly, I have wanted to speak to you for such a long time. And today you look so very sad. I had to make you feel better. Please say you'll have dinner with me. Without touching me, I was yours forever, surrendering to a passion surpassing all others I had ever known.
Wow, beautiful, SoundCloud. And that's such a touching poem. You know, you can see all that as you read it. And it's just an amazing picture that you painted, this one-on-one encounter between your fantasy and then reality, which is an amazing ability to bring that about. So, yeah, amazing job. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a wonderful write. I really like how you create this scenario where this one romantic gesture brings two people together. It was a nice combination of romance, being romantic and being sensual. I really liked where you bring us into the character's thoughts. In my mind, you are lying in my bed, looking at me naked beside you, burning my body with a fiery gaze, but still not touching me. And then the ending was just so very sweet. You know, excellent, Wright Weaver, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And Laurent, what are your thoughts?
This is quite the piece. The way she describes, the way Weaver describes the guy, you have eyes that glow with topaz hues. Your skin is golden brown. In my mind, you are lying in my bed, looking at me, naked beside you, burning my body with a fiery gaze, but still not touching me. And then to have it break when she gets startled out of the daydream was very skillfully done. And the offer to buy a red rose and the letdown feeling that he's already taken, only to have him come back to her in kind and offer her the red rose. It's the poem is written with a complex simplicity, simple touching language that communicates very well, but a complex emotion, the emotion of longing for something that you don't have, and having it handed to you, it can be breathtaking. Well done, Weaver.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Great comment. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, what a great story told, Kate. A Rose by Any Other Name. I really love that title, too. And, you know, of course, Pam picked up the part I liked. Again, in my mind, you're lying in my bed. In my mind, you are lying in my bed, looking at me naked beside you, burning my body with a fiery gaze. I just love the whole idea, you know, that your creativity here, him buying a rose, giving it back to you, such a great story told, Kate. And, so romantic, and, you know, you have sensuality in it too. Great language use, and, just wonderful.
Thank you
beautiful
so much.
Comment. Beautiful comment, Naomi. Thank you. Okay, Naomi, I have your poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. This is Listen. Listen. Can you hear my touch? This dumb drum roll that grazes your skin like the hammering of a roaring rain on a tin rooftop. As I thirst for your mouth for this raging storm when our bodies collide, where our desires spill out with the fierceness of an overflowing waterfall. Listen as I long for you, for the taste of water cooling, shimmering in fine droplets along the broadness of your shoulders, stammering deliriously in that taste of you, that slice of memory of a honeyed summer sunset on the tip of my tongue, that heavenly sip of eternity. Imagine my fingertips strolling along your body as the song of a sailboat gliding along the silk of the river, drifting out to kiss the infinity of the sea. My every need to touch you, vivid as a wild sparkle of watercolors exploding on the back of a rainbow. Feel just how much I want you and the way I desire to learn again and again all what I already know about you, drowning into you as tides upon tides rumble and flooding our world in the heated waves of our deep guttural moans. End poem.
Beautifully read, Naomi. And, you know, that's such a heartfelt poem. Listen. Listen, can you hear my touch, this drum roll that grazes your skin like the hammering of a roaring rain on a tin rooftop? Yeah, just an amazing, right, filled with incredible imagery. And you can feel the emotions emanating from it. Beautifully done, Naomi. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is definitely an amazing sensual rite with beautiful imagery and metaphors. I love the sensuality in this, the sense of longing and desire. I like how it's very much about making your needs known. And another thing I really like about this is that by choosing to use shorter lines and centering the poem, the shaping almost of the poem fits really well with how you have a consistent theme of water throughout. I really like, listen as I long for you, for the taste of water cooling, shimmering in fine droplets along the broadness of your shoulders, stammering deliriously in that taste of you. Wonderful lines and beautifully written, Naomi.
Thank you, Pam. And thank you, Gray.
Absolutely. And Lauren, what are your thoughts?
I like poems that are able to paint a picture precisely, but that aren't cold. They should be warm. And this is a very warm poem. Naomi does an excellent job of painting imagery. Imagine my fingertips strolling along your body as the song of a sailboat gliding along the silk of the river, drifting out to kiss the infinity of the sea. And then my every need to touch you, vivid as a wild sparkle of watercolors exploding on the back of a rainbow. Those are very well done metaphors. The images are special. And to me, when you're writing about the type of things that you are in this poem, the imagery is important. And this is very, very well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Laurent, so much.
Excellent comment, Laurent. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, it was lovely, Naomi. It really is lovely. And I do like the way, as Laurent said, the way you've positioned the, or was it Pam, sorry, the way you've positioned the story as it goes down is beautiful. It is actually like drops of water. So beautifully done. But I thought it was so sweet. It was just the sweetness of it. The link of the listen, can you hear my touch as I thirst for you, and then listen as I long for you, for the taste of water cooling, shimmering in fine droplets. I mean, just beautiful words, beautifully put together, and I really enjoyed it. Oh, look at this one. Of a honeyed summer sunset. Who could ask for more? Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, so thank you so much. And it was beautifully read as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Okay, I've got the next poem up. This is called Dream Queen, and it's by Daniel Duhaime. My eyes caressed you a million times, and I was captivated by a sweet face that took away my breath in an instant. The earth took on a monochrome of colors when I saw the fire in your eyes lit ablaze by love's desire. Carry me away to your world of heavenly delights, where I can hear her voice echoing in my mind. Oh, sweet serenity, embrace me in your arms with your lovely charms of carnal delights upon this haunted night. Let there be a golden thread tied to our souls, binding us together in an unbreakable bond that was made by a golden light. She was an earth-shattering beauty queen who stole my heart when I didn't expect it and left it dangle in her entangled web of love. Wow. Well, that was beautiful. You know, when you're captured by somebody's beauty and entangled in a web of love, there's a beauty of that that is just palpable. You know, definitely an excellent write. What did you think, Pam?
I liked this. I did see the ending as a bit of a dark twist, but, you know, it worked. I felt like it kind of spoke on the idea of, you know, being captivated by someone, captured by love, and then hung out to dry. I thought it had wonderful imagery and metaphors. I particularly liked where he said, "Oh, sweet serenity, embrace me in your arms with your lovely charms of carnal delights upon this haunted night." Wonderful dark sensuality and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Lawrence, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've got to agree with Pam. It's exactly what I was thinking. That last line, "Let it dangle in her entangled web of love." Trust me, if you fall in love with a beauty queen, it ain't simple. You know, all eyes are on her. You have to suffer, you know, through the pangs of jealousy. I mean, there's just a thousand things that could go wrong with loving a beauty queen. And she says it in that line, the entangled web of love. There's more going on than meets the eye.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, I'm so happy you got to me and nobody recited what I liked. Let there be a golden thread tied to our souls, binding us together in an unbreakable bound that was made by a golden light. I just love that stanza. You know, this is beautiful all the way through. So sorry about the end there, Dave. I do hope this is just, you know, fiction. But, yeah, kind of like everybody said, you know, that last line left it dangle. But, you know, it goes back to the golden thread, so ties it in well. Just a beautiful write all the way through, Danielle, and, you know, so well written.
Thank you, Naomi. Weaver, what did you think?
Beautiful. I'm so glad you got to say the stanza you wanted to. I know, Naomi, that's so sweet. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. I just so enjoyed it. But, you know, really, it might not be as bad as it seems, that last line. Because let's face it, he is there in the middle, isn't he? He's there very close to her. So he's dangling. Could be very enticing. Who knows? But it was a beautiful, really was. I loved it. And, you know, the weird thing about this is the word carnal. Now, this is the second time that word's come up in the last 2 days. And I was in the middle of writing something when that came into my head. But I didn't use it. I just carried on. And then, of course, 2 nights running, I've seen the blooming thing popping up. Amazing. Not really, but yeah. So, yes, Dream Queen. Lovely. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Daniel. It was very well written and very sweet.
Absolutely. Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. Okay, Pam, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
I would be happy to. All right. With Only Your Eyes by Julie Buck. I want you to make me feel safe, like the base in a game of childhood tag. I want you to instinctively feel when you, the need may arise for you to hold me with only your eyes. I want you not to shut down when our world gets tough and to always see us as reason enough. My heart palpitates in recognition that I do feel you now, forever, and a day. Whether you're sitting there or sailing the seas, lovingly know the marvel, please. For you to make me feel this tender, sexy, you want me way. End poem.
Beautifully read, Pam. And I liked it, you know. I really liked the title, With Only Your Eyes. You know, I want you to make me feel safe, in the, like the base in a game of childhood tag. And then I want you to instinctively feel when the need may arise for you to hold me with only your eyes. You know, when somebody can hold you with only their eyes, that's powerful love. So just beautifully done. And what did you think, Pam? Or sorry, Lauren?
I like the poem. Julie writes well, and she knows what she's doing when she writes. And the things that she wants him to realize and to do, things like not shutting down and seeing just the fact of the relationship being enough without anything else, which is pure love, I think. And, you know, she details in beautiful language what she wishes from her lover. But at the end of it, it's always, and I think this is true for a lot of women, the way that her mate makes her feel attractive, I think is enormously important to women. And that's mostly because of society, probably, but down through history, you know. So I like the way it ended. Great, right?
Thank you, Laura. Excellent comment. And Weaver, what did you think?
Yes, this is beautiful. I must stop using that word. Yes, and Laurent, you picked the one that I thought was absolutely marvelous. I want you not to shut down when our world gets tough and to always see us as reason enough. Good, yeah, that can happen. You can get scared if you get too close to people because those that closeness can be hurtful. And sometimes things get up on top of you and you just want to shut down and not think about anything. But if you're in a relationship, you really can't do that. It's, you need to share because that can help. But I thought this was very clever and very well written. And that I agree
Thank
with
you.
Those last two lines. Sorry, I took a breath. I do apologize.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what were you thinking?
Yeah, well, I think, Julie covered so much in this poem. My gracious, you know, everything that a woman wants, you know, to feel safe, to be held when they need it, for the man not to shut down when you know, after an argument or when things get tough. And then to make her feel that she's desired. And, she addressed all this in, I don't know how many words, but this isn't very long. So, you know, excellent, excellent write by Julie Buck here, direct and easy language, you know, you straightforward, very, very relatable to all, you know, to women out there. So thank you so much, Julie Buck. Awesome, right?
Thank you, Naomi. Okay, Laura, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind reading that, please.
Are you mutating?
No, I had to get off mute. Sorry about that. This is called Momentum Unfolding by Poetic Creations. Be allured to salaciously satisfy fingertips with bare milk and honey has been aging like a fine wine, mellowing to this superb perfection. Having shed that urge to rush what could easily take hours to bloom. I take in the scent of the rose, walking barefoot on a pink sand beach, where my toes learn how to curl, wiggling down underneath the surface like a piece of driftwood, lodging, settling in where it might stay for years. End poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Laura. And I like the poem. You know, it's very visceral and deeply engaging. Having shed that urge to rush, what could easily have taken the hours to bloom, I take in the scent of the rose, walking barefoot on a pink sand beach, where my toes learn how to curl, wiggling down beneath the surface like a piece of driftwood lodging, settling in a place where it might stay for years. Just a beautiful poem. Excellent, right? What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is an excellent right. It's wonderful imagery and metaphors, beautiful, delicate sensuality. I really like how it speaks on the sensuality of taking your time. So excellent right and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Weaver, what did you think?
That it was actually an ode to taking your time, wasn't it? Not to hurry, but to enjoy what you're doing, where you are, who you're with. It's a very good idea, actually. It's something a lot of people should perhaps think about, because you miss so much when you're rushing about in this life at the moment. Everybody, you're either stuck in your house because you're frightened to go out, or you're out wishing you were back in your house. But yes, it's a funny world at the moment. So it's nice to think about a piece of driftwood lodging, settling and staying for years, and the sea can't move it. Yeah, I thought it was beautifully done. Thank you, Poetic Creations. That was a lovely.
Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is just beautiful. I mean, it's so sensual. You know, you just imagine you're the salaciously satisfied fingertips with their milk and honey, that fine wine, the rose, the scent of the rose, just walking barefoot on a pink sand beach, just sensual imagery all through. And that feeling of just waiting for the ripening there, and so sensual all through. But beautiful, beautiful right by Poetic Creations here.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, Lauren, what did you think of the poem?
I liked it a great deal. I believe that it's implied that there's an unrecognized lover in the background. What could easily take hours to bloom? What might that be? A relationship on that particular day will go well and perhaps bloom. And when she says, like a piece of driftwood lodging, settling in where it might stay for years. Well, what is going to anchor her to that spot? Surely not just pink sand, but somebody who lives there. So I maybe I'm taking liberties with what the poet was doing. I don't know. But I kind of felt that way.
Well, that was a great comment. Thank you, Lauren. Okay, Weaver, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind reading it, please.
Yes, my pleasure. Give me a moment till I find it. Mm-hmm. It's going to refresh again. Just bear with me a moment.
Sure.
No silence. Definitely no silence. I'll be there in a second. Every time you refresh it, kind of everything disappears. I got it.
Yeah.
Dance Moves, Talia R. We moved on the dance floor so rhythmically, We spoke to each other in a language only you and I could hear. We knew, we understood, and so it ignited a flame which led into a fire. We blazed on the dance floor. The flames got so hot, no doubt we wanted more. We burned and burned, heads turned as we danced. The cheer from the crowd suggested they wanted more. When you looked in my eyes, I didn't have to think twice. I knew where you were leading, and I followed to your tune. And we amazed the crowd and left them begging for more. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. And I liked it. You know, it really captures the essence of, you know, what I consider salsa dancing. And, you know, there's a hotness that is evoked when two passionate salsa dancers engage. Well, that's what I thought of when I read through this poem, and I thought it was just wonderful. Pam, what did you think?
I like that observation there that you made, Gray, on how the salsa dancing. Yeah, I thought this was captivating. It was a wonderful brevity on the sensuality of dancing. And I really like that they're dancing for a crowd, and yet they're very much focused on each other. It's a wonderful representation of how the dance is a metaphor for a relationship and being focused on each other. So excellent write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Lauren, what did you think?
Dance moves. The relationship between two athletes is a special one, and I've often wondered how, for instance, dancers or figure skaters in the Olympics who have to spend days and days together practicing each month, I wonder how they feel about each other after a while, whether or not they can keep the relationship straight between them and with their own families. And this kind of suggests that when you get in tune with someone, whatever you do is amazing, as is the dance here, where they amaze the crowd and left them begging for more. But what is beyond that is an implication, I think, that it's not just the dance, but more than that. Great piece.
I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you, Laura. And Naomi, what did you think of the poem?
Yeah, this is a beautiful write on, you know, the power of dancing. You know, there's something in when you dance with somebody, she really captured it, and the flames got so hot, no doubt we wanted more. We burned and burned, heads turned as we danced. A wonderful, like Pam said, very captivating write, and, you know, beautiful, sensual write on dancing for sure.
Great comment, Naomi, thank you. And Weaver, what did you think of the poem?
Well, dancing with somebody who knows you and feels you and understands your movements is the most amazing thing. As it says there, when you looked in my eyes, I didn't have to think twice. I knew where you were leading, and I followed to your tune. And that's how it is. You get to know the movement of the person that you're dancing with. Dancing is just so, especially as you say, salsa. Oh, that's a delight to watch, isn't it? I suppose it's also a delight to dance. But yes, it was. I mean, I know I was at one point incredibly fit because I cycled everywhere and played badminton every lunchtime and that kind of madness. And when you're that fit, you are a light, you are electric, you are just ready for anything and anybody. It's just a wonderful feeling. So you can understand why people, as Laurent said, athletes and people who dance for a living, etc., they must have that amazing buzz all the time. It's just lovely. It's the way we should be. That's the way everybody should feel. So yes, I thought it was beautifully written. And Dance Moves is a lovely title. And I just thought it was perfect for the prompt as well. Thank you.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem here, and this is by Eric Svensson, and he has a SoundCloud, so we'll play this.
kiss the rain, flutter fly, first spring rain butterflies, settles down on moist mounds, ardent proboscis unfurls, tender blender, touch taste, gentle exploration of nascent nectar. Blue eyes ballet you out of your butterfly chrysalis, scented breath upon wet wings. Heart yearns to tango stretch, teach fragile wings to unlatch latent passion. Drought dervish dust devils washed away, first spring rain butterflies, controlled muscles desire, aches to braid your freshness like soft pliable putty. Yet your tenderness reprimands, a dancer's trained body dangles, muscles trained to arabesque, withholds passion's urge. Tender green shoots, feline bend backwards, ardent first spring rain butterflies, flutter fly, flutter fly, touch down, enamored by radiant cadence of moist mounds. Silver raindrops upon furry green moss, touch, taste, purity. End poem.
Wow, what a fantastic sound club. He's got such an amazing voice, and I really enjoyed the poem. You know, it speaks to the metaphor of somebody being a butterfly and coming out of their chrysalis, and you know, the world around them is changing. Flutterfly, flutterfly, touch down, enamored by radiant cadence of moist mounds, silver raindrops upon fiery green moss, touch, taste, purity. Yeah, just a beautiful poem. I really enjoyed it. Excellent write, excellent read. And Pam, what did you think?
Well, I was just noticing this is like the second write we've had tonight that has dangling in it. Seems to be a whole lot of that going on. But, no, as always, you know, Eric just has wonderful imagery and metaphors. I feel like the imagery he uses in this, like the butterfly, is very delicate. It seems to almost speak on the idea of having a lover's breath touch your skin and play across your flesh in such a way that it's delicate, like the touch of a butterfly. I really like drought, dervish, dust devils washed away, first spring rain, butterflies, controlled muscle desire, aches to braid your freshness like soft, pliable putty. Those are wonderful, sensual lines and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you. And Laurent, what are your thoughts?
Sorry, I had to get off mute. Eric has given us a poem about butterflies, which is not unusual. The way he writes about it is absolutely wonderful. Droughts, dervish, dust devils washed away. First spring rain butterflies, controlled muscle desire, aches to braid your freshness like soft, pliable putty. Marvelous imagery. Marvelous writing, once again.
Great comment. Thank you, Laurent. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, yes. This is a person who loves to write. And there's so many, I mean, flutter, fly, touch down, enamored by radiant countenance of moist mounds. I think, yeah, beautiful. There's so many stanzas in this that you'd like to say, well, that's different, that's unusual, that I haven't seen that combination before. And that's just so refreshing to see something that you haven't seen before, which I think is what this is for me anyway. So I have to say I enjoyed it a great deal. Thank you so much, Eric, for sharing.
Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, I agree with Weaver, you know, with Kate, you know, what she said, you know, that it's so refreshing. Eric writes, Eric, you know, he doesn't write like anybody else. He writes uniquely himself. I just loved, you know, that second stanza, you know, blue eyes, Belle, you out of your butterfly chrysalis, scented breath upon wet wings. Wow, you know, the tango stretch, the fragile winds to onlash, latent passion. You know, just beautiful words. Strung, you know, put together so amazingly in a creative way that, you know, you just go, oh, I didn't think of that, you know. So this is amazing every time Eric is writing. This is absolutely beautiful.
I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you, Naomi. Okay, Naomi, I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind giving that a read, please.
Okay, by Ocean Turtle. Oh, boy, my gracious, I have to read this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, animalistic acupuncture. The man has an artifact in his soul that wants to needle a heart. There's a needle on my calf and another on my lower back. He's a middle-aged physiotherapist, and this room is lit pink at afternoon. I can sense the needles just above my bloodstream on my calves. There's a third needle on my second calf, and I listen to his instructions. So I turn around with pink cheeks where he removes the three needles. He puts three needles on my stomach, and I squint at his arms. A green needle is grass. A red needle is the sky. A blue needle is water. There's a sexy mosquito in the room, and she loves to jump. Her heart swirls the sharpness of the room, and a guy breathes her. There's a yellow butterfly in one of the needles, and it echoes incense. If the silence in the room had a color, it would be the color of the skies. There's a drum on a stomach, and a doctor picks on it with a breath. The rain on the window bursts by her stillness, and she thinks about him. Three colors seduces her by a professional heart in a moonlit room. There's a German shepherd in the corner of the massage room. When the instructor moves the needles, the shepherd barks and barks. I connect a black smoke in a forest with an animalistic substance. My physiotherapist has put a specialized license above his desktop. I look into the eyes of the shepherd, and when he barks, I just squint. There's a poster on the wall that portrays animals with white teeth. The sharpness in the needles were turned by the physiotherapist's ears. She wants a Ghostbuster, but she adores the diploma in a room. You need to know that his eyeglasses conceal the breath in his eyes. She longs for his movement by needles that crack her wishes open. There's pain from a needle under her middle finger when he squeezes it. She's blue by lust, about three needles, and everyone longs for her. The masseur looked up in the sky, and he yearns for a red little heart. She has a needle in her heart, and a needle reminds her about you. My eyes moves to the roses on the physiotherapist's desktop. There's an open letter on the roses. I try to read it from this bench. I think the black letters tries to speak to me about confidentiality. The masseur places a warm blindfold and I rest in a pink secret. Two needles he puts on my shoulder and the last needle on my nose. I picture two black eyes in a massage room that are blue at home. Maybe the moon outside the window in the afternoon seduced her first. A mosquito in the upper corner of the room makes a picture of her because he has a camera and his eyes show the picture to her. And when the woman sees the picture, she wants to be a naive woman. There's air in lungs that burst crystals up in the sky by careful needles. And the masseur looks at a woman who is frightened by a mosquito. There's a spider web on the window, and a spider hungers for a virgin. The grass on her stomach lets her dream blossom up to a man's eyes. There's a construction worker in the opposite room. I met him before. He just drills through a wall, but my masseur calms me with the needle. My oily fingers remove the blindfold, and I see a toolbox and a chair while the dog barks and barks, and I look at the masseur in black. So I put on my blindfold while I shudder about two eyes in a room. Construction worker makes the massage bench feel like needles. Three little tears on a woman's nose makes her blush like a flash, little flash. She has a fantasy that the needles are knives that cuts her heart out because she has a desire to give a perfect heart that someone that cares. And she thinks about animals, a masseur, her husband, and herself. The masseur drops a pair of red drops on her chest, and she yearns it before she thinks about scissors, instruments, and saws all the time. She wants someone to open her affection without a single little touch. The needle on the pink sky just says, hush, hush, and a man needles. My phone receives a message, and I have it in a bracelet on my arm. I sense husband, and he is a surgeon. The phone vibrates again, and I look at the physiotherapist diplomas at his desktop, and I fantasize. The phone vibrates again. There's two needles on my cheek, while the third needle penetrates down to my bloodstream by my scalp. My husband must be busy at the hospital. I think about a surgeon. A pink sky, a stomach's graph, and some tears makes a woman cry. Three needles has an animal, a personality, and something more. And just her awareness of her presence makes her hunger for a prize. She opens her eyes, and the dark room makes her think about black, the black substance that screams in the masseur's eyes. Right there, when the woman closes her eyes and the masseur speeds up the ceiling fan above, she knows that she desires three heavens and needles. She visualizes herself without needles, and she frowns with the silence. The masseur's German shepherd walks around the room, and I think there's a cup of tea on the table next to the bench, and I scent vanilla tea. And when I reach to drink it, the German shepherd barks and barks, so I squint. Their physiotherapist drinks the vanilla tea, and I watch him when he does it. And then I glance at the mysterious pink sky outside our secret window. I just fall down in my fantasy and think about monsters in the forest. He puts away three needles and lets a sharp nail penetrate a thigh. There's a lack of intention between the eyes of the physiotherapist. His gentle fingers reflect the passion to let a few needles take care of a woman. So he just does his duty and performs his art like a virtue. There is a lack of a self in his black eyes. And when he watches the woman on the massage bench, he feels like Peter Pan by a lake. He wants to give her the needful instruction to listen to his little eyes. Just his presence with the hungry needles made her stuck in a fantasy. The masseur tells me to turn around again and again. round again and I think about needles and every needle has a black eye. If I should listen to my instructor while he adjusts the massage bench in perfect order to a flowery incense, he puts on a piece of blues of Mysterio while he leaves the room slowly. There's a pink envelope with my invoice on the chair and I reach for it. There's an eruption of black smoke in the room like a final instruction. The man has an artifact in his soul that wants to needle a heart. End poem.
Well, amazing read. You did wonderful on that book of a rite. You know, this is a heck of a thing. I mean, I'm not into needles, but acupuncture I do understand. But, you know, this just makes me cringe with all these needles in it. It gives me the shivers. But, you know, it's an epic visit to her masseuse and, you know, the fantasies and the roles that the needles play are definitely imaginative and intriguing. So excellent write and fantastic read. What did you think, Pam?
I think she said she'd be real right back, right?
Oh, okay. Lauren, what did you think?
I'm tempted to say the same thing as Pam. This is a piece that requires a little bit of time to absorb and comment intelligently on. Well done, right? A lot of text, a lot of imagery, but skillfully rendered. But yeah, I'll leave a comment in text.
Okay, thank you, Lauren. And Weaver, what did you think of the poem?
Oh, yes, hello. Sorry, I lost everything. I do apologize. I'm now getting everything back, but it's going to be a slow process. Give me a moment, please. Right. Oh, I've got it.
Yeah.
Hey, excellent. Yes, this is, there's so much in this that I really, I can only, I think, echo everyone else's sentiment, because there is so much that you have to go through and you'll read it more and more and you'll get more out of it, I'm sure. But I like this. She wants a Ghostbuster, but she adores the diploma in her room. She needs to know that his eyeglasses conceal the breath in his eyes. She longs for his movement by a needle that cracks her wishes open. There's pain from a needle under her middle finger when he squeezed it. Wah, that's just not nice. That sounds really painful.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will read it and comment on it later, but it was wonderfully done and beautifully read, by the way. Excellently read.
Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what did you think of the poem that you read?
Yeah, well, you know, this does require a couple of reads, you know, to feel, to really grasp all of it. But, you know, I've never been to an acupuncture. But, you know, my daughter has. And, you know, you really, I think she really, you know, got into the whole situation here, the whole unfolding of the seance. There's a mosquito, there's a sexy mosquito in the room and she loves to jump. Her heart swirls, the sharpness of the room, and a guy breathes her. You know, the sexy mosquito, I really think that's the needles. And, you know, jumping all over her. And, you know, as her heart is swirling, the sharpness of the room, and a guy breathes. So I think she found, like, a sensuality in this seance of acupuncture, really. I think that's what she's trying to bring forward. I can be mistaken, but, you know, I like an animalistic, a fierce, sensuality here. So I think that's
great comment,
it.
Naomi. Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. Okay, so Pam's not here, so I'm going to move on to the next poem. This is open poetry now, so this is called cast a spell of lust by darkened auras. Embers flare throughout her hair as she chants out a spell. Descend, my love, from up above, or send him up from hell. Sensual leg is peeking, seeking a mate with which to join, someone to extinguish the fire casting from her loins. Mental images and visages she brings forth in her mind. A relaxing joust, she's now being doused and finds she can unwind. Wow, that was a great write. I mean, I think it's a prompt, picture prompt, so you did capture that quite beautifully. You know, embers flare through her hair as she casts out a spell, and then sensual leg is peeking, seeking a mate with which to join. Yeah, just a fantastic write. And welcome back, Pam.
Thank you. Good to be back. Yeah, this is a wonderful write by Darkened Auras. I like how with these beautifully written couplets, she really captured the picture. Great imagery and metaphors throughout. A wonderful bit of a dark sensuality. My absolute favorite parts are the central leg is peeking, seeking a mate with which to join. I like how she brings the idea of the using the enticement of the female leg, and then mental images and visages she brings forth in her mind. And so it becomes then about the idea of not only the physical sexuality and sensuality, but the mental and emotional. So excellent write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Lauren, what did you think?
Are you on mute?
Hello, Lauren. Hello, hello, hello.
Yo, right here. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
What are we doing? Animalistic acupuncture? No, we've done that.
Cast a spell of lust. Cast a spell of lust.
Okay. I have to read it. Come back to me, please.
Okay. Weaver, what did you think?
I've often said that picture prompts are very, very interesting. And, you know, many people look at them in different ways, obviously. They get more from them than somebody else might. But I think this one has been depicted beautifully, so cleverly. But how descend my love from up above or send him up from hell? Okay, so not particularly choosy. Brilliant. And then she goes from there to the leg in the picture prompt again. Sensual leg is peeking, seeking a mate with which to join. So, and then at the very end, we have that fabulous stanza. A relaxing joust. Now she's been doused, and finds she can now unwind. So obviously, perfect ending to a perfect evening. But I thought it was very well done.
Absolutely, great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Naomi, what did you think of the poem?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a awesome rhythm and flow in this poem. You know, there's a great rhyme to it. You know, it's just an easy, delightful write. But, you know, a dark, sensual write, excellently written to that prompt. I just love, you know, sensual leg, of course, the one that you repeated. You know, is peeking out, seeking a mate with which to join, but also, you know, someone to extinguish the fire casting from her loins. You know, that is very powerful there. Excellent, excellent write here by Darkened Auras.
Thank you, Naomi. Great comment. And Lauren, what did you think?
I agree with what Weaver said. The just cast out a spell, to chant out a spell, and then accept it from either above or below. Many women like a bad guy. As a mate, and she's not too choosy. she's going to need somebody to extinguish the fire casting from her loins. It's not a long poem. It's pretty much a brevity, but it's a very clever brevity and very well written.
Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. All right. Pam, you're up next to read, please.
All right. This is Behind the Garden Wall, and it goes like this. A crown of flowers and powdery bouffant hair, a woman who knows what she wants. She removes her mask, a peek at cold-rimmed eyes shining like polished rosewood, letting her satin dress slowly fall to the ground, revealing creamy contours and peony tips, pleating the mouth of a paramour. Her perfume travels through the air, an intricate part of her plan, to seduce, to capture, to allow his masculine hands to know the unfolding of euphoric ecstasy that hides behind the garden wall. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I'm taking it that was a picture prompt?
It was, yes.
Well, you captured that quite beautifully. You turned it very sensual and deeply engaging. You know, she removes her mask, a peek at coal-rimmed eyes, shining like polished rosewood, letting her satin dress slowly fall to the ground. Yum. Beautiful job, Pam. And, Lauren, what did you think of Pam's poem?
I like the poem. I also like the image. The artist who did her image is the same one who illustrated Aubrey Beardsley when he used to write. It's a unique style. Very, very bold. There's a lot of nudity. So it's a perfect choice for this particular poem. And she removes her mask, a peek at coal-rimmed eyes, shining like polished rosewood. And the perfume traveling through air is an intricate part of a plan to seduce, to capture. Well, yes, that's what perfume is, right? Entrance the poor dumb male. Stultify his senses with perfume and wrap them around your finger. You see, they know exactly what to do. Nice poem.
Oh, yes. Yep. Thank you, Lauren.
Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think of Pam's poem?
Well, I thought the picture prompt was wonderful. And it must have been a pleasure to write to that. I love the guy. Peeking his head out. Ah, so cool. But yes, beautiful. Beautifully written, I thought. She removes her mask, a peek at cold-rimmed eyes, shining like polished rosewood. That was really beautiful. And the metaphor in here, I can see what it is. I can follow it. This is so good. To allow his masculine hands to know the unfolding of euphoric ecstasy that hides behind the garden wall. Yeah, you just got it perfectly. And you can see what's unfolding, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Weaver.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. Naomi, what did you think?
I love how a lot of things that I love about this poem, of course, the alliteration. Wow. The words chosen, the bouffant hair. That's so cool. The word bouffant there. She removes her massive peak at coal rimmed eyes, shining like polished rosewood. Polished rosewood. That's so great. And then, you know, the revealing cream contours with peony tips, pleating the mouth of a paramour. I love the mischievousness in this poem. It makes it so, so sinfully sensual, Pam. Just a great write all through. Amazing.
Thank you.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And I'd like to welcome Captain BQ, a.k.a. Bobby, to the show. Hello, Bobby.
Bum, ba, ba. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby.
Did you get a chance to hear Pam read her poem?
I didn't, but I'm guessing it was the one. Is it the one by Robert? Or was it by
no.
Pam?
It's
by Pam?
Pam.
Oh yeah. No, I did not. And from the comments, I'm really sorry I didn't. It sounds like it was marvelous. I have to run back there and read it.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show. Okay, so I've got the next poem up. This is by Robert M., and he has a SoundCloud, so I'll play that. And it is called Inked Lashes.
This is my recital of Inked Lashes. Feel the tip of my pen leak upon vulnerable lines. Verse whispers gently seek what passion redefines. The body molded to my whim as I trace the eager spaces. Fevered notions reach their brim as rhythm swiftly races. With each tamed masterful stroke, beauty unfolds in turn. Allow my inklings to slowly soak where wayward musings yearn. Open wide and let me in, take in the voracious dark. Let each lash of my tempered pen make its deep, undeniable mark.
Wow, incredible SoundCloud. And I like the poem. You know, it's dark, but it's sensual at the same time, metaphoric and image-filled. Powerful poem, deeply engaging. What did you think, Pam?
This is definitely a powerful, sensual rite. Wonderful imagery, wonderful use of an extended metaphor. I really like the tease within the line. The body molded to my whim as I traced the eager spaces. Fevered notions reach their brim as rhythm swiftly races. Wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Lauren, what did you think?
There's an undeniable power in Robert when he reads, and it comes through in this particular piece. I agree with all the comments that went before, but this man is syllable perfect when it comes to writing. There is no awkwardness whatsoever anywhere. It is simply, he's the master. And this is, to me, far more dark than it is sensuous. I mean, I see the sensuousness in it, but still, it's more than just that. It's very, very dark and very clever, the way he used it. Great piece.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lauren. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was wonderful. I mean, the way he has managed to make calligraphy not only sexy, but dark and brooding. Wonderfully done. It's really odd because I received for Christmas a set to teach yourself calligraphy, which is something I've always fancied doing. But I'm going to have to keep this on the wall so it'll remind me just how interesting it can actually be. I thought it was wonderful. I loved it. I mean, His reading voice is an absolute thrill anyway. But this is just, well, well, well. Open wide and let me in. Take in the voracious dark. Let each lash of my tempered pen make its deep, undeniable mark. As you say, Laurent, his use of the rhyme is absolutely wonderful, seamless and beautiful. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed this one, Robert. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
This is awesome. You know, what a powerful and so cleverly written dark rite. With each tamed and masterful stroke, beauty unfolds in turn. Allow my inklings to slowly soak where wayward musings yearn. And in that last stands, of course, that Kate recited. Just very clever, very well worded and put together. Fabulous poem here by Robert, indeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what did you think of the poem? Hello, Bobby.
Are you muted?
Yes, and I was being brilliant too, Dennis. Very provocative, subtly sensual, subtly erotic, rife with double entendre. You can really interpret it in several different ways, which I think is really speaks to the skill and the flexibility of the writer's mind. And we have, what, 16 lines here, and wonderful storytelling. I mean, it's provocative. It's almost vampiric in its approach.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Bobby, since you've just joined us, would you mind reading for Stelina?
Would I mind? No. Oh, stop twisting. I'll do it. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, we have Come to Me, Beloved by Stelina. Okay. And she writes a note at the top inspired by this beautiful aria from Samson and Delilah by Saint-Saëns, sung by Latvian mezzo-soprano Elena Garanka at the Met. And she hit on one of my favorite operas. I love Samson and Delilah. When you speak, my heart unfurls like a blossom, as sweet, refreshing rain baptizes its petals. Whisper my name and angels weep with the beauty of it. Your words of love are carried on a breeze of desire, serenading and stirring my sensuality bared before you. My soul beckons yours, and together they dance, blissfully along starlit stairways to Elysian heights. Come to me, beloved, for the memory of your touch is etched upon my skin from dreams of you. Your honeydew lips entice me to taste and drink the aphrodisiac glistens upon them. Oh, would that you would return my ardor, my sweet, for then would I know true paradise in your embrace, which never before has graced my existence. Then would the moon and stars envy my luminescence as my love for you illuminates the world with its gleam. End poem.
Beautiful read, Bobby. And that's a lovely poem. You know, it has such a passion and a desire in it that is very captivating right through the whole poem. Right from the very beginning, when you speak, my heart unfurls like a blossom, a sweet, refreshing rain baptizes its petals. Yeah, just incredible. Just an incredible, right? You know, she has such talent, Stelina does. You know, and this is another very talented write throughout. So beautiful job, Stelina. And fantastic read, Bobby. Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is beautiful. Amazing imagery and metaphors. I really like how there's such a strong sense of passion and sensuality. I love the line, come to me, beloved, for the memory of your touch is etched upon my skin from dreams of you. Your honeydew lips entice me to taste and drink the aphrodisiac that glistens upon them. Wonderful sensual lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. And Laurent, what did you think?
Well, for once, Pam didn't grab what I was going to read, so that's a good thing. or maybe she did. My soul beckons yours, and together they dance blissfully along starlit stairways to Elysian Heights. The quality of the writing all the way through here, and I'm not going to say it's formal, but it's very precise, and maybe it is a little bit formal. Come to me, beloved, for the memory of your touch is etched upon my skin from dreams of you. It's passionate, but it's very much at one remove. It's not that immediate warmth. No, this is somebody reading in a rather formal way. and perhaps it's because it's an opera as well. It's presented very, you know, very in a very particular fashion. She presents the poem the same way. Great, great writing.
Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
As usual, beautifully written. Just stretching every single nuance that you can from the written word. I think she does it beautifully. But, you see, you're thinking, oh, lovely, this is a lovely love story. And then we have, then we come to, oh, would that you return my ardor, my sweet. For then would I know the true paradise in your embrace, which never before has graced my existence. Now there you are. There is the worm in the bottle of tequila. There is the part where, never mind your heart's unfurling like a blossom. You're not getting back what you're putting out. You're not going to get what you want, and that's so sad. So that, yeah, I hadn't noticed that until I got to read it again a little bit, and I thought, yeah, that's it's not as wonderful as I thought it was at the beginning. Unrequited love is never a good thing. Nobody wants to beat a dead horse, as they say. So, yes, I think beautiful. Hidden away in there was that little kernel of sadness, which I think gives it so much more resonance. So I thought it was a beautiful job. Thank you so much, Selena. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what did you think?
Well, I think Selena captured, you know, all the fierce and passionate voice of the character here in this poem, my gracious, you know. And the language that it's written in, it's really like an opera. You know, when you speak, my heart unfurls like a blossom, a sweet, refreshing rain baptizes its petals. Whisper my name and angels weep at the beauty of it. You know, it's really, she really, really captured that prompt so beautifully of, you know, that opera of Samson and Delilah. Amazing, just amazing.
Great comment, Naomi, thank you. And Bobby, you read it, what did you think?
Well, I'm grateful to Sterina for reminding me of the intensity of the lyrics that you find in poetry, in the libretto. I'm sorry, in the libretto in opera. If you read the translations, the raw emotion you find in opera is just astonishing, and the language that is used, like Laurent said, it borders on formal. It's very highly structured, but you think too. Also, you're translating very often from German, from French, from Italian to English, but still you're not losing any of the emotion. And she has reminded me of the passion that you find in the libretto. I mean, because it is just, if you watch operas, I mean, the pinnacle of emotion. You can go from the highs to the lows, and even in the comic operas, the extremes and emotions are readily apparent. There are no half measures. Because they're communicated with such clarity, and I'm sure she's going to. This is sending me back to my favorite operas, to Cavalleria Toscana, to Lakme, to some of the storytelling back there, and to reading the libretto, and tapping that source of poetry. I love what
absolutely.
She did.
Beautiful comment. Thank you. Okay, Laurent, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. It's called Realty by Hakon Seven. and singing experiences and drifting lives, ongoing thoughts, covered like a cloud of fog, heartwarming thoughts in the whirlpool of eternity, your stuck in minds, one by one, on the horizon. End poem.
Yeah, that was a beautiful read, Laurent. And I really like this brevity. You know, it says a lot without saying too much. You know, it covered like a fog, heartwarming thoughts in a whirlpool of eternity. You're stuck in minds one by one on the horizon. You know, when somebody captures the world around them, that's a beautiful thing. So excellent write and a fantastic read, Laurent. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a wonderful brevity. It speaks to me on the idea of, it was beautiful and heartfelt and spoke to me on the idea of seeing love off in the distance. I really like heartwarming thoughts in the whirlpool of eternity. Beautiful lines and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Weaver, what did you think?
I do like a good brevity, and this is a good brevity. Lovely read. And stinging experiences and drifting minds, ongoing thoughts. Now, you see, that's so profound, isn't it? Really get so much out of these little nuggets. I love them. Covered like a cloud of fog, heartwarming thoughts in the whirlpool of eternity. Ah, that's just lovely. Whirlpool of eternity, that's a lovely line. So, yes, I really enjoyed this. I thought it was really well done. Hakan, thank you so much.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, I think this is beautifully written all the way through. You know, I was drawn to the same lines there, heartwarming thoughts in the world of eternity. You're stuck in mind one by one on the horizon. That's so beautiful. Just such a well-written brevity, and bravo, bravo.
Excellent comment, thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
In the first three lines, you get the inescapable sense of life remaining in motion. Regardless of what you do, it doesn't stand still. It's seeing experiences and drifting lives, ongoing thoughts. It never stops. It never pauses. It keeps on. And this is so elegant in its simplicity. Beautifully written brevity.
Great comment. Thank you. And Lauren, what did you think?
I liked the brevity. It did what it had to do. Delivered the message concisely, clearly, and interestingly. Great work.
Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
I think I commented, did I?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
sorry.
I think I did. That's okay.
You're
no
up
problem.
He's going around.
Oh.
You're up.
Okay, yeah. So am I reading Mending Roses? Yeah?
Yes, please.
No problemo. Mending Roses. Carelessly hold me, as you are pricked by my thorns, caress my petals. Sweet, voluptuous, taste clear dew upon your tongue, that drips from soft pink, lush lips. In closing, hold on tightly, please don't go. Kind invitations. So subtle, so warm, embracing my shattered heart, mends me up within. Snipping off sharp thorns, quenching my thirst with nectars, nourishing my soul. Carelessly hold me, as you are pricked by my thorns, caress my petals. Sweet, voluptuous taste, clear dew upon your tongue that drips from soft pink, lush lips. In closing, hold on tightly, please don't go. Kind invitations. End poem.
Beautiful read. And I like the poem. You know, it it speaks to, you know, healing somebody with your love and not being afraid of being pricked by their thorns as you caress their petals. Just a beautiful write. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, yeah, this is a beautiful write, a wonderful emotional impact. As always, her 575 lines are stunning. This was a great take on the prompt, which was the quote by Anne. You think I would remember the last name since it was my contest. Anne Bronte, he who craves, shoot, can you tell him just freaking tired, about the rose and the thorn, sorry. But he that dares not grasp the thorn should never crave the rose. And I like how she kind of mirrored that idea, but with the idea of being in love with somebody who's willing to handle your thorns, as you were mentioning, just as much as, you know, they're willing to handle the softer parts of you. I really like Lush Lips and Closing Holds on Tightly, Please Don't Go, Kind Invitation, So Subtle, So Warm, Embracing My Shattered Heart, Mends Me Up Within. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. And Lawrence, what did you think of the poem?
I really like the prompt this poem was written to. I almost chose that as the prompt I was going to write to, but I ended up selecting a different one. But she does it justice. The use of the word carelessly says it all. It mirrors the prompt as it should. And there is a great deal of heat in this particular piece. Carelessly hold me as you are pricked by my thorns. Caress my petals. Sweet, voluptuous. Taste clear dew upon your tongue that drips from soft pink. Ooh-wee. Okay.
Yeah. Great comment, Lauren. Thank you. And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, I'm always amazed at how Betty can string these words together, you know, in these stanzas here. You know, every poem that she writes, it's just that, like an explosion of cleverness. And this is so brilliantly written and you know, so emotive, such an emotive write. So bravo, Betty, again, you know, Mending Roses. I just love that title and so beautifully written.
Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, what did you think?
The most skilled demolitions experts are the ones who can focus their blast. They can take the charge and the person that's holding it can be totally unharmed by it. And Betty has, with such a structured mind, has a way of focusing her explosions on her page with such precision you're standing behind it, you're untouched by it, but stand in front of it and you get the brunt of the blow. And she has a subtle refrain in here it is almost sub rosa. Lush lips in closing, holds on tightly, please don't go, kind invitations, which it repeats in here with such nuanced subtlety that it almost whispered. This is a beautiful piece.
I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you, Bobby. And Weaver, you read it. What did you think?
This was a very clever. I mean, I just love the way she writes. I really do. It's emotion, but it's also pain. There's somebody who's had a life that meant that there are thorns. You can't help it. It's just the way life is. But there's somebody who can deal with it, who can cope with it, who knows how to snip off those thorns and reach the person, the real person, behind all of that anxiety and sharpness. So I thought it was beautifully written. So many nuances in this particular piece of poetry that it's a joy. So beautifully done. I envy your ability, Betty. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. Okay, Naomi, I've got the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yes. Okay, by Passion to Promise. Okay, how I'm feeling. Shh. Listen to the way my tongue flicks, circling O's between moist lips. Magician's hand playing sweet and tricks across bare skin, soft and slick. Imagination thought I'll ride the tide, perky mounds that swing side to side, slick the death of love inside, many emotions released and do describe a sensualness that I can't deny. Luscious flower, petals spread, passionate delving, filling my head. Oh, my love, I am intrigued with being fed. It's not about me, but you, instead. Daisies dance in the dreamer's mind, thrusting forward while slapping behind, licking whispers while breathing unwinds. I'll speak to you in foreign lines. Sip, I will, the delicate wine. A letter of love, a longing desire, a passionate kiss that'll set you on fire. For you alone, I will forget the attire, an aim fulfillment to the skies or higher. Please respond soon, my imagination's reeling. Just a hint of how I'm feeling. End poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Naomi. And that's such a lovely poem. You can feel the passion and the desire emanating through the lines, especially that penultimate line. Please respond soon. My imagination's reeling. Just a hint of how I'm feeling. You know, she's driving herself crazy with her intent and with her wants and her desires. So I thought you did a beautiful job on that. Excellent, bright passions and fabulous read, Naomi. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this was a wonderful sensual write. I do like how it's about how the imagination can drive somebody wild. Luscious flower petals spread, passionate delving, filling my head. Oh, my love, I am intrigued with being fed. It's not about me, but you instead. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Lauren, what did you think?
Mutating.
Lauren had to go.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Pam. I appreciate that. And Weaver, what did you think?
This was beautifully written, so sensual, so much passion, and so beautifully written. Daisies dance in a dreamer's mind, lean forward while slapping behind, licking whispers while breathing unwinds. I'll speak to you in foreign lines, sip I will the delicate wine. That's my favorite one, I think. That's just beautiful. But there's somebody who's, I love, yes, it's a beautiful thing, the imagination. So you don't actually have to be with the person to want that person and feel that person. So, yeah, I thought it was very clever. And it certainly was written to the prompt. And I thought it was beautiful. Passionate Promise,
great
wonderfully
comment.
Done.
Great comment, Weaver, thank you. And Bobby, what did you think? Uh-oh, she got dropped. Oh, no. Here we go.
Here I am.
Welcome back, Bobby.
Oh, boy. How fun.
What did you think of the poem?
I loved the rhyming. This was a very intricate rhyming pattern. it's just that someone had really worked at making this fit together and deliver the message. We've got... tied, side, inside, described, deny. Great use of assonance. Mind, behind, wines, lines, wine. Very nice. Beautiful storytelling. Daisies dance in a dreamer's mind. Thrusting forward, slapping behind. It has subtle eroticism in it today, but it's almost whimsical in the same vein. So it's a lovely little piece. I really enjoyed it.
Great comment, Bobby. Thank you. Naomi, you read it. What did you think?
Yeah, well, you can really feel, you know, like that longing in this piece. You know, really well written, like Bobby said, you know, awesome rhythm, rhyme throughout. I really liked, you know, that stanza with the daisies that Bobby just recited there. And, you know, but also a letter of love, a longing desire, a passionate kiss that will set you on fire. There again, the rhyme comes through. So just a wonderful write here by Passion's Promise, for sure.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. Okay, Bobby, you're up next, please.
Oh, no pressure. Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking.
Oh. I love that.
And other assorted lies. Okay. I can't get it to come up on my screen. This is ridiculous. Hello, there we go. There we are. Okay. Bound by your words. St. Andrew's cross will remain empty tonight. It shall have no playmate. Crops and floggers are put aside, for even leather requires respite. Toughness and strength of will have been established, pain thresholds tested to exhaustion, so tonight we shall do something divergent, you and I, and we'll test other limits in different ways. The maestro shall employ his master skill tonight, attestation, declaration, dictate, words, inflection, intonation, modulation, words, exclamation, utterance, murmur, words. Words to explore, investigate, test. Words to control and command. Words to titillate and arouse. Words to elevate and enrapture. Sonorous words to capture and captivate and hold fast your listener. Words in a voice lush and luxurious, seductive and intoxicating. Leather words to secure limbs across cool bed linens, tracing the four points of the compass, immobilizing willing flesh for what is to come. Silken words sliding across skin, obscuring the windows of the soul, eliminating all distractions, focusing the remaining senses. Feathery words teasing sensitive nerve endings, exquisitely murmured excruciations, delicately whispered torments, deliciously susurrant secrets. Iron words to claim and constrain, challenge, compel, provoke, possess, to shackle sinew and soul with sound and syllable, imprisoning all restraint, resistance, and inviting promise. Ermine words caressing unencumbered skin, igniting desire, fanning arousal, mapping a trail, kindling sparks across bare flesh, revisiting familiar frontiers, exploring new ones. Then wordlessly, connection continues with touch and taste, brush and stroke and kiss, with pet and probe and partake and smooth, sweeping scrutinization and submission. Language lost in the sweep occupation of mouth and tongue, mutters and moans and indistinguishable vocalizations, a tangle of limbs awash in a sea of sweet sweat as rolls become muddled, topping from top to bottom. There can be release from the restraints, freedom from the flogger, liberty from the lash. All manner of devices pale by comparison to the power of your voice, the seduction of your words. We need no chronicle, you and I. Flesh is the narrative and will remember. Synapses record enough to take account of the secrets disclosed and shared tonight. And I am the record keeper for what you have inscribed on my supplicant frame and spirit with incomparable articulation will endure as our magnum opus, a private volume orchestrated by your voice and by your words. End poem.
Wow. Amazing read, and what a take on wordplay. You know, it really takes it to another level. It's fascinating, right? You know, it speaks to the use of language in sensuality and seduction, and you know, binding with words is a powerful thing. So just an amazing, right? Fantastic job, Bobby.
Thank you.
Pam, what did you think?
This is a beautiful, stunning, sensual rite. I like how it speaks on the power of words and the sensuality of language and the importance of communication between lovers. I really like how this also is about that idea of knowing what your lover wants and them knowing what you want. I particularly like Ermine words, caressing unencumbered skin, igniting desire, fanning arousal, mapping a trail, kindling sparks across bare flesh. Beautiful lines and very well done, Bobby.
Thank you, Pam.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
I think this was excellent. I think this was a complete and absolute first-class result for someone who is so well-versed in using words. You have done a beautiful job here. I'm going to keep reading this one. I just love it so much. But the mind shall employ his master skill tonight. And then words to explore, investigate, test. I love it. It's just, I'm going to get this one by heart. I'm actually going to memorize this one so that when I'm away somewhere in a bus or a train, I can just read it back to myself and make myself feel really happy.
God,
I loved it. I love that.
Oh my God.
No, honestly, I think it's just beautiful. It's like blown me away, I think, really. I haven't been this excited since I was 21. That's how good it is. It's just beautiful. So thank you.
There you go, you hit your mark.
Thank you. I've always thought that words were very powerful.
Yes. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here, and this is called Composing Cities in Her Singing Blood by Silk Black Rose. My bones hunger for the weave of your sacred flesh, tongue flaying your ribs as I flick droplets of scarlet from your singing veins, lapping the dew of your mercurial songs. You taste like pomegranates and honey, like the infinite stars of the universe, aligning to shed their light upon a waning moon, like twilight cast into the shadows of hell, where my fingertips skim the screams of your ether, plucking bits of fey melodies half heard through the veil of divinity sorrow, sowing seeds of sable roses among the blasted stories of my requiem. Muse, your symphony drives me to blessed madness. Let me drink of your ichor once more, so I may impose marble temples to your celestial ecstasy, written in the blood of your heartbeats, flowing from my serrated quill, fingers bleeding to paint your visions across the tapestries of these ivory pages. As I gaze upon your reflection, the bitter dregs of my eyes rain upon the spires of your city, favored with love and lament. For we both know the walls of your prison are paper thin, and soon you will slip away to be hunted again. Wow, that was very dark and, you know, definitely sensual throughout. It definitely has fantastic imagery and metaphor rich. So just a fantastic job. Just a beautiful, dark poem. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is a wonderful dark sensuality. I like the imagery and metaphors throughout. I like how it's the seductive chase of being the hunter and the hunted. I really particularly like Muse, your symphony drives me to blessed madness. Let me drink of your ichor once more so I may compose marble temples to your celestial ecstasy. Beautiful lines and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Weaver, what are your thoughts? Unmute, Weaver.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was going to get away with it. I thought I was going to manage the whole show. Oh, well, I've obviously done it before. Let's go again. Yes, I think the picture was a wonderful prompt to write to. It's so dark and so scary. But I think this is just beautifully written again. This is so much, so many good, fabulous pieces of poetry tonight. We've been very lucky. I love this. You taste like pomegranate and honey, like the infinite stars of the universe aligning to shed their light upon a waning moon, like twilight cast into the shadows of hell. Oh, beautiful. Really very well written. And it's got so much body to it. But you know what I mean? There's so much depth to it that it is just a joy. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. I really enjoyed it, Silk Black Rose.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
Oh, wow. I thought this was an extremely powerful piece. I'm in the process right now of tucking it away in my favorites, because to me, this was wonderfully sensual, right with the dark sensuality of Poe. It had that fatalistic charm about it, how almost with the Annabelle Lee and the Raven and the fatality that love eternal carries with it, you know, after the grave, after as the passage that Pam cited. Your symphonies drive me to blessed madness. Let me drink of your ichor once more so I may compose marble temples to your celestial ecstasy. Written in the blood of your heartbeats, flowing from my serrated quill, fingers bleeding, to paint your visions across the tapestry of these ivory pages. I mean, that is just, it is so redolent of Poe. It's wonderful. I really, really enjoyed this writing, and I just the chosen prompt was accompanying it is just wonderfully. This is a terrific piece. I think I'm going to throw this at an FPP and see what happens.
Absolutely, great comment. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Pam, Laurent, Weaver, Naomi, and Bobby for calling in to share your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time. Much love, poets, and have a great night.
You too.
Night,
thank all. You.
Good night, Greg. Good night, Bobby. Good night, Naomi. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, it's all over. What a shame.